I noticed Henry de Bromley said he doesn't quicken or put, he doesn't have to because he set such a high cruising speed. And he goes, no reason why he shouldn't beat Big Zeb again. He's beaten him last twice and comprehensively. I still think Finian's Rainbow looks a flat track horse to me. And Summersby just looks a better horse at Ascot and nowhere else. He looks tripless wherever he runs, but Ascot seems to bring the best out of him. And wishful thinking, well, I can't really make out what's happened with that this year. He's a couple of strange rides early in the season, went off far too quickly, and he's had breathing operations and all sorts. Maybe he's a spring horse and might run a better race, but no matter how you look the race, you go round in circles, you come back to one horse, and size in Europe should take the world a beating.
And just, yeah, Ruby in the studio here with us yesterday, and while fancying sizing Europe to retain his crown in the Queen Mum, he was putting up Cotto Stone at a big price, maybe to winner come second. Could you see where he was coming from on that?
Well, listen, he'll know a lot more about it than I will. Obviously, he's had a good look through the race. He's picked holes in everything else, and if he thinks it's value there to be placed, you know, I'm not going to disagree with Ruby Walsh. He's certainly knows what he's sitting on, so that may be one for the each way, but I'm sure even he said he fancies size in Europe to retain his crown.
Absolutely.